This is a country of beachside polling stations, but where political sea changes don't happen very often. The Howard government has served for 11 years, riding high on Australia's continuing economic boom. But will this be the election which draws the Howard era to a close?
I'm not going to tell you how I voted, but I do want a change in Australia. I think that the last government has been in there too long and we just need a change.
John Howard has done a great job, deserves to be re-elected.
Perhaps it's the self-satisfaction of living in such a beautiful country, but the Australian voters rarely sack their governments. It's happened just four times since the Second World War. So are we witnessing that genuine Australian rarity? An election that delivers political change?
This man certainly hopes so. Labour leader Kevin Rudd, voting this morning in his Brisbane constituency. He claims to be an economic conservative who's argued that it's not just time to change government, but that it's now safe to do so. After being way behind all campaign and all year, John Howard staged something of a last-ditch revival in the polls. But he faces a double challenge, not only saving his job as Prime Minister, but saving his parliamentary seat in Sydney. In this land of compulsory voting, over 13 million people are eligible to cast their ballots. And the early exit polling suggests they've voted for change, the first Labour government in over a decade. The Howard government's stance on Kyoto, Iraq and its workplace reforms have put many in a mutinous mood. Nick Bryan, BBC News, Sydney.